Today's reading is from Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse 22. Luke 13, verse 22. He went on his way throughout towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you came from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." At that very hour some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Sometimes when we read these encounters with Jesus, we have a little bit of background information that gives us a clue as to what prompted a question. This is a case in which we really don't have any background information to tell us what prompts this question, "Will those who are saved be few?" Perhaps it comes out of, you know, some of the studying of the book of Isaiah, when there's a lot of talking about a remnant, and the remnant perhaps being small. I'm not sure. But whatever the case, this question is asked seemingly out of the blue, at least the way it's recorded. But Jesus uses this to talk about really endeavoring to seek out God and to make sure that you find him and are ready for him. Luke puts this together a little bit differently than other of the gospel writers. And so he combines a couple of things that other accounts have separated into different sayings. That may simply be because they're recording different events versus Luke recording this event, but it doesn't change the meaning of anything. So Jesus is taking this opportunity when the question is asked, "Will those who are saved be few?" to talk about entry into the kingdom. The short answer to the question is yes, those who will save will be few. But he doesn't want to just leave it at that and walk away. He wants to teach something that will be able to be applied so that they can benefit from it. Because Jesus did come to seek and save the lost. He did come to provide the way of salvation as God had planned from the very beginning. So when he begins to answer this question, he says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door." We're talking about not only diligence and diligence with direction or goal in mind, but work. Work at it. Know where you're going. Get your focus on that particular goal. Exercise the diligence that is needed to stay that course and get to work. That's what he's talking about. Strive to enter. Sometimes when I talk about the wide gate and the narrow gate, I talk about, you know, going out in the country and you might go visit somebody. And some people have a nice big gate. It's easy to get into. And some people have a really narrow gate, sometimes even obscured, that you wouldn't even know it's there if you didn't have someone that told you how to get there. And when you do get there, you got to really work to try to get in that gate because you barely have enough clearance. In fact, there's a guy that I watch on YouTube from time to time that has a ranch, and he was talking about a piece of equipment that he has that he works on his field with. And if he folds up all that equipment and he goes through his gate, he only has about an inch of clearance. So he's going really slow. He's paying attention to where he's going. And he's even stopping along the way to make sure he's not going to hit the post. He's not going to hit the gate. He's not going to damage his equipment. And when I see something like that, I think about this. You know, you've got to know exactly where you're going. You've got to pay a lot of attention, and you've got to work at getting through there. And it might even take, you know, a little bit of extra effort because the clearance is small. Okay, maybe it's not a perfect parallel, but I think it does describe to us the intention that has to be behind getting through that gate. So when Jesus says strive, he's talking about a great amount of effort. This is not a casual thing that you just, you know, you're going along your way and you just happen to find yourself make it through this gate. That doesn't work that way at all. In fact, that word that is used there, another translation could be agonize. Well, what image does that bring over? I mean, that kind of brings to mind the idea of stressing over it, worrying about it, you know, at working hard to try to make sure that you can actually do it. That means that it's going to be a difficult endeavor that's going to require knowing what you're doing. That's why the number is few. And so Jesus is telling them, especially talking to the Jews, you know, don't just assume you're going to make it into the kingdom and you just kind of lackadaisically go on your way. And then when you get there, the door is closed and you're just going to start beating on the door and expect the Lord's going to welcome you in. No, you're going to be turned away. He also says, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. So now we understand that there are those that will seek to get to the kingdom, but they will not put in the effort that is necessary, and they will not be able to get in. The Lord will respond, I do not know you. And they'll even go back and say, look, we were with you. We heard you talking, you know, all of these different things. And he still says, depart from me. The kingdom is going to come whether they're in it or not, and they can get left behind. In verse 29, we even see people will come from east and west, north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. I think he's talking about the Gentiles. He's saying that there are Jews that won't be able to get into the kingdom because they don't exercise the right amount of effort. They don't yield themselves over to the gospel. But Gentiles, they're going to be invited from all over, and they're going to be able to enter. They're going to be in your place. So there's a couple of things to tie this all together. Majority never rules when we're talking about the kingdom. Just because a majority of people believe a certain thing does not make it true. A majority of people that worship a certain way, it doesn't make it acceptable to God. None of that is true. He's saying, take this very, very seriously. Make your calling and election sure. Put in the effort that is necessary to not only seek out God, but to follow God. So we need to think about this for ourselves. We're supposed to examine ourselves to test to see whether we're in the faith. Have we made it through the gate? Are we still on the narrow path? Or have we fallen away somewhere? And so perhaps our prayer today simply needs to be that we focus on the goal and that we strive to reach that goal and that we rely on God to help us get there. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.